Ö1 Kunstsonntag. Radiokunst, Kunstradio.
Ars Acoustica, yes, that's quite hard to make a definition because many people understand that in different ways. Radio people understand that first as a radio art, and sound artists understand that much larger. It also includes installations and all other performing venues about how sound can be performed. Cinema people understand that in 5.1 system or Dolby Surround or something like that. But for me, it's a part of medium arts. It's quite narrow branch, but it's because of its narrow, so that means it can be very deep, and its history is already more like 100 years old.
So Becker Serin, der einige Mitglieder der EBU Ars Acoustica Gruppe stark beeinflusste. Er arbeitete mit vielen immer wieder zusammen, wie zum Beispiel mit dem Radiokünstler Arsenije Jovanović, der zwischen Rovinj in Istrien und in Belgrad lebt. Jovanović erzählt über seine Begegnungen mit Becker Serin, ihre Zusammenarbeit sowie über ihre Experimente mit Sound, unter anderem in einem riesigen unterirdischen Atombunker in Helsinki und im finnischen Funkhaus.
I hardly can remember when I first and when. When was the last time I met Pekka? But what I remember and what I hardly will forget is a long story, a long saga. I met him and Agnieszka in so many places. At Pre-Italia, in Matera, Lecce, Vienna, Amsterdam, Helsinki, Oulu, Faroe Island, Warsaw, etc., etc. We spent a week together working on a piece, Homo Politicus Vulgaris, in a radio studio in Helsinki. At what time I was living with him and Agnieszka in their home, when we got close to each other outside of all formal and professional relationships. This Pekka and Agnieszka were in a way different people. I loved so much the other way. We were preparing the food and must say, drink a lot. Later, both of them spent an unforgettable week in my summer house in Rovinj. That's a city in north of Adriatic, where we were like a family living together, not even speaking about art of radio or whatever professional. Going back to our time in Helsinki, both working and enjoying life, I don't want to miss mentioning that Pekka took me once to a huge underground atomic shelter. We spent hours there, hours. He was like my Virgil, Publius, Vergilius, Maro, Pekka, Siren, who introduced me to the underground world. That my experience was both scary and glorious. We were screaming, shouting, singing, and waiting for her echo to come back to us from the dark depth, like from some deep Dante Alighieri circle of hell, Pekka's circle of hell. Such a pity we didn't any recording at that time. Pekka had the keys of everything. The keys of the underground and from the world above. The keys of Helsinki radio studios, various warehouses with musical and other instruments we used for our experiments. Few times we visited radio building later in the night where nobody was there. what somehow was like a sequence from a horror film. I have experienced series of huge tympans, like mute mummies in some pharaoh's tombs. That was a feeling I used to have making sounds of stalactites in some of the caves in search of underground sounds years earlier. The only difference was that there were no bats in those radio depots, but somehow somewhere in us were mental bats flying around, ghosts from the Nordic saga. Yeah, Pekka was a figure from a Nordic saga. He had a large body, but his heart was larger than his body was.
So Arsenije Jovanović, der mit dem finnischen Radiokünstler und Komponisten Pekka Sirén und dessen Frau Agnieszka Waligorska eine lange Freundschaft pflegte. Pekka Sirén studierte Radio- und Fernsehtheorie an der Universität Tampere und arbeitete ab 1964 als Tonmeister im finnischen Radio und Fernsehen Yle. 1973 war er Mitbegründer des Experimentalstudios des finnischen Rundfunks. Dieses leitete er viele Jahre lang. Im Laufe seines Schaffens entstanden über 170 Kompositionen für Fernsehen und Radio, sowie Filmmusik und Kompositionen für Ballettaufführungen, Theater, Ausstellungen, Soundperformances und Installationen, oft in Surround Sound. Die Installationen und Geschichten erzählenden Radioscapes von Agnieszka Waligorska und Pekka Sirén berühren die Zuhörer und Zuhörerinnen auf besondere Weise, wie Adriana Gramanic vom kroatischen Rundfunk erzählt.
Agnieszka and Pekka were the first people that approached me at my first Ars Acoustica meeting more than 20 years ago in Budapest. And they were so nice, inspiring and friendly that I will never forget that. Not until later did I find out how important Pekka's work and how motivating his role was for our group and Ars Acoustica in general. Also, after some listening to his pieces, the word soundscape got totally different dimension and new meaning. Because with Agnieszka they created their own sound universe, their storytelling radioscapes, as well as installations and sound projections that had a magic touch and impact to all the listeners.
Proton Sonic Art Group, wie sich Pekka Sirén und Agnieszka Waligorska als Künstlerduo nannten, arbeiteten intensiv mit Surround Sound und der Räumlichkeit des Klangs, wie auch in ihrer Installation und Radioarbeit Aschinesch. Der Titel bezieht sich auf die Ureinwohner der kanarischen Insel Teneriffa. Aschinesch entstand 2009 im Rahmen des Projektes Islas Resonantes, der Klang der kanarischen Inseln. Proton Sonic Art Group wurde von dem spanischen Radiokünstlerduo José Iguez und Concha Jerez eingeladen, die Insel Teneriffa akustisch abzubilden.
Thank you.
Mikko Seeges erinnert sich an den finnischen Radiokünstler Pekka Sirén, der im Oktober 2019 verstorben ist.
P. My memory of Pekka Sirén is that of a great sound art professional. I met Pekka already in 1988 in the Rasenia audio box that Pinotto Fava organized from RAI in the city of Matera. This year his case was heard, where he tested his mastery as a sound creator.
P.E.
2 years later, he presented in Matera, under the signature of Proton Group, created with his wife, the artist Agnieszka Waligorska, two important works, Streetscapes and Canyonscapes, in which he showed the quality of his multi-channel work in large spaces.
P.E.K.
But in his biography, we find the following data prior to that date.
P.E.K.K.
He worked since 1964 in several sound engineering departments of ILE. At the beginning of the 70s, he was one of the pioneers of Finnish electronic music, setting up a creative sound workshop which led to the foundation of the Finnish Radio Experimental Studio in 1973. The first electronic compositions by Pekka were performed in 1970.
P.E.K.K.A.
Pekka Sirén received several international prizes and he was teacher in sound art in the Film Academy of Helsinki and in the Radio and TV Institute.
P.E.K.K.A.S.
His electroacoustic works include more than 170 tape compositions for TV, radio and music for films, ballet, theater, exhibitions, multimedia and sound performances.
P.E.K.K.A.S.I.
Concha Jerez and I invited Pekka and Agnieszka as authors 2 times. The first was in 1992 for the meeting Ciudades Invisibles held in Madrid. They performed the radio performance Hot and Cold, again a multi-channel work. The second time was in 2009 to compose a soundscape on the island of Tenerife within the Islas Resonantes project. His work was titled Achinech.
P.E.K.K.A.S.I.R.
In 1994, I invited them from Ars Sonora in Radio Nacional de España to make Radio Chains, a radio art work.
P.E.K.K.A.S.I.R.E.
Beyond all this professional data, my memory of Pekka as a friend and colleague is that of a warm and constructive person, and because of those values, someone very important for many decisive years in the evolution of the Ars Acoustica group. That is why his figure must always remind us that experimentation is a path that is still important to travel and share.
P.E.K.K.A.S.I.R.E.N.
Pekka Sirén hat gemeinsam mit Agnieszka Waligorska Sound Art am Filminstitut und am Institut für Fernsehen und Radio an der Universität Helsinki unterrichtet. Gemeinsam haben sie durch ihren Unterricht, ihre Arbeiten und vor allem auch durch ihr freundliches und engagiertes Auftreten viele Künstler und Künstlerinnen beeinflusst. So auch den deutschen Journalisten und Radiokünstler Andreas Hagelücken, der Pekka Sirén vor 20 Jahren kennenlernte.
Pekka Sirén. Erstmalig traf ich ihn 1999 in Paris, wo er zusammen mit anderen Gründungsmitgliedern der Ars Acoustica Group zum alljährlichen Treffen kam. Ich kam ganz frisch aus der Musikwissenschaft hinzu und hatte so meine eigenen Vorstellungen und dachte auch, ich wäre recht experimentell unterwegs. In Pekka und Agnieszkas Kunst habe ich dann aber weitere Türen gefunden in die Ars Acoustica hinein, in die akustische Kunst. Sie ging in ihren Arbeiten mit alltäglichen Geräuschen um und Soundscape wurde bei Ihnen noch einmal anders definiert, auch weil weniger das Musikalische im Vordergrund stand. Aber auch. Sie konnten sich in unscheinbare Geräusche hineinbegeben und sie weiter vertiefen, Strukturen aufgreifen und damit arbeiten. Aber eben, ja, also sehr überraschend für mich. Pekka war einer der wenigen Group-Mitglieder innerhalb des Ars Acoustica Zirkels, der eigentlich jedes Mal zu unserem alljährlichen Treffen eine kleine Performance mitgebracht hat und sie uns dann auch zum Besten gab. Und es war immer sehr lustig auch, was er zusammen mit Agnieszka wieder machte. Und ich denke, ich habe auch viel gelernt von ihnen, wobei mir das erst jetzt klar wird.
Und wie der Umgang von Pekka Seren und Agnieszka Waligorska mit Soundscapes und mit unscheinbaren Klängen klingt, ist gleich in Power of Mountains zu erleben, das heute im Ö1 Kunstradio in Memoriam Pekka Seren zu hören ist. Fasziniert von der Macht der Berge, die etwas Gewaltiges, Majestätisches, aber auch Rätselhaftes ausstrahlen, haben Waligorska und Seren im baskischen Grenzland zwischen Spanien und Frankreich das Alltagsleben der in den Pyrenäen lebenden Menschen und Tieren aufgenommen. Außerdem hat das Künstlerduo versucht, die Stimmen der Berge selbst einzufangen. In Memoriam Pekka Seren hören Sie Power of Mountains, das 2006 im Elektronikstudio der Krakauer Musikakademie, im ORF-Funkhaus sowie im Heimstudio von Proton Sonic Art Group in Sirius, Finnland, realisiert wurde.
Thank you. Thank you.
Sie hörten Power of Mountains von Proton Sonic Art Group in Memoriam Becker Siren. Der finnische Komponist ist im Oktober 2019 mit 73 Jahren verstorben. Aus diesem traurigen Anlass hat uns auch der russische Radiokünstler, Hörspiel- und Theaterregisseur Dmitri Nikolaev eine Erinnerung sowie eine Aussicht geschickt.
The first time I met Becker in Helsinki in December 1994, I was a stage director who for 1 year had been working for radio drama, and I heard about enigmatic and mystical Ars Acoustica, and I made contacts with Heidi Grundmann, who was at that time a chairwoman of Ars Acoustica group, and she invited me to Helsinki to Wings of Sound Festival. For me, everything was very new and very unusual and interesting. It was the first time I came to a cool radio party abroad. At the opening of Wings of Sound event, I heard a piece, Letters from the Front, by Pekka Sirin and Agnieszka Warigorska. Pekka and Agnieszka always were together. They loved each other. They loved radio art. For me, Pekka and Agnieszka is, I may say, one soul, one human being. Letters from the Front, based on documents, on sound documents, and on real letters of Finnish soldiers protecting their country against the aggression of the Soviet Union, the Stalinist regime, or the Russians, whatever you call it. Actors were reading real letters. There was a block of real archive material with some speeches, with radio broadcast, with the Mannergame or Kölmi Kersteinen, who was the president of Finland at that time, and so on. Also, there was very big sound picture of war. Now we would say that, well, it was sound from a box, you know. But at that time, there was very big shift between tape sound and digital sound, and of course Pekka took his war sounds, of course, from different sound effects libraries, but the quality was unbelievable for me at that time. So it was very interesting and very powerful piece about war, about human beings risking their life, saving their country. For me it was very interesting experience. Pekka, he and Agnieszka, they made a very big impact on me. And next year I made my own piece, Gramophone History of World War II. It was 99% of archive recordings of radio, music, and also it has 3 or 4 text pieces. Very small part of it was text, and I'm very grateful to Pekka and Agnieszka because I was very successful with this piece. Thanks to their ideas, thanks to their impact, thanks to their imagination, I made my own version that was very popular. I get this impact, I get this knowledge, I get this way of imagination from Pekka and Agnieszka, and I'm very grateful to them. Later we met several times on different cool Ars Acoustica meetings. We spend a lot of time talking, drinking, listening, discussing. I'm really missing Pekka now. So I think that in our future life, we shall meet each other, we shall talk again, we shall record again, we shall discuss again, we shall make our cuts, we shall make sound out again, and I really believe that that will happen. So, goodbye, Pekka. Until soon.
Mit dieser positiven Aussicht auf ein Wiedersehen und Hören von Dmitri Nikolajew verabschieden sich Sabine Heiner an den Reglern und Elisabeth Zimmermann am Mikrofon.